This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Turn my mic on, it'll be even better.
Yeah, I didn't really want to hear from you, mate.
Yes, you made that joke before the song.
Yeah, I know. It was funny that time, funny a second time. So why are
you silent, home? No, all you need to do is double click Cole. That's the one job you were given.
He's mocking me, Joe, you know that. This is the man who, like a week ago, went blue lighty thingies when we talked about Star Wars.
I know, right?
Somehow he's wormed his way onto the list.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thanks, Judah.
Very poor attempt to try and balance up the gender issue with
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
Let's get that out.
Get it out, Stu. Come on. It's already gone pear-shaped, Stu.
Expanding horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's a lovely Saturday afternoon and I'm in the air-conditioned studio, so I'm enjoying it quite nicely as I look out at the sunshine, and I hope everyone's having a fantastic day. Stu will be along presently. He is just making his way from Belfast, where he has been up to some New Zealand touch. So I'm guessing when he comes into the studio, he might have a little bit to say about that. And so I hope everyone is well. So it's just me, Cole, for a little bit of time. I just, while I got you on listening, I should mention that last week we had some fantastic tunes and some banter, Stu and I. And if you wanted to listen to that show, you could go along to plainsfm.org.nz and search up Expanding Horizons. And there is a range of our previous shows there for download and for listening, as well as if you're on the Plains FM website, there's a range of our fantastic shows from all over Canterbury, from all the different people who are producers and presenters here on Plains FM. So today, we've been really privileged recently, well, Thursday it was, when we spoke to Rory, who is the MC, or one of the MCs from Raw Collective. Now, Raw Collective are an ensemble of musicians based largely in Wellington, although, as Rory will explain later, spread across the country. Rory was phoning us from Nelson, but they are coming down here to Christchurch, bringing their hip-hop, fused, funk, soul, jazz, everything sound with them. And on the 4th of March, which is a Thursday in 2 weeks' time, they will be playing at Blue Smoke. And you can get your tickets on Under the Radar if you want to go to that. And we have played recently some Raw Collective tracks, and I'm going to play one of those to start with, and then we will have the interview. And just on that, the 6th of March, you'll also be able to hear them in the studio. So they're dropping in on their way, so from the airport. They come straight here to Plains, and we're going to record a interview with them in the studio. Hopefully 10 of them. They wanted to just check with us if they could play any tracks, but I thought, wow, they've got a big brass section. We've only got a small studio, so it probably won't work. However, I'm just going to play... This is one of the first two singles off of their new album, which was released yesterday, and we'll talk a bit more about that later. But this is Good Things and All We Need, and you are on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
The better is, hit them in the Atlantic dip. So, every soul dance, Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
On the radio, live from Picton, is that right? Picton?
It is, yeah. Picton, yep.
Yeah, we've got Rory from the Roar Collective. So, Rory, you're the MC, is that correct?
Is that one of two MCs at the moment.
No, right.
But I also do all the production and the songwriting. I like make all the beats.
Right.
And the demo tracks.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm probably the only person who didn't go to music school, but I actually went to Mains, and it's in Christchurch.
Oh, it's just across from us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was my old stomping ground for about a year.
Right, okay.
And did audio engineering, which was very useful skills.
Yeah.
So that's sort of my role in the band anyway.
So you've got the new album out. So did you do the mixing on that?
I have done in the past, but not this time. I like to get someone else to do that, just because I've already spent hours on the songs.
Yeah, right.
You know, editing them, and I don't want to spend another 100 hours listening to it.
You want to get a fresh pair of ears and eyes and
kind of thing
on it, right? And it's a fantastic album, right? So you're getting a lot of positive feedback about the album, right? People are loving it. We're loving it. It's fantastic to listen to.
Yeah, we are, totally. Yeah. The few songs we've released so far.
And we'll be listening to those straight after the interview as well. And we've been playing them before, so people will probably have heard them. But because they're the kind of songs that you can't help yourself. You want to tap your foot. You want to have a smile on your face. It's just kind of summery greatness, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. And we deliberately wanted a bit more energy for this album. You know, the tracks a bit more upbeat. And it was the first time ever we've got the whole band live in the studio. So the last album, I did all the drums on the computer, and it was quite a hip-hop produced album.
Right.
But with this one, it's just completely organic. Left it all to the band to go into the studio and just hit record, let them go for it, really.
So recorded live, like live in the studio, like live to the recording track, and not kind of overdubbed too much? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, no overdubs, yep, just straight up live.
That's great, huh?
All in one take.
Because you've got a great...
Nine songs in one day we did.
How many, sorry?
All the nine songs we did in
Far out. I was going to ask you, right, because there's 10 members in the band. I mean, it must be difficult enough getting 10 members all together in the one room, right? It's all about whole day.
Yeah, it sure is. And, I mean, it just takes one person to be busy, and then all of a sudden none of us can do it. But we've figured out how to make it work, basically.
Well, this is your third album as well, so you've got some experience together, right?
Yeah, totally. We sort of split the band up into three. So we've got the horn section. They can do the practices and sectionals together. Then the rhythm section and the vocalists. So we kind of do all of our homework in three different groups and then get together for a couple of rehearsals before a show. And, as long as everyone does their homework, it works out fine.
Yeah. I was going to say... 10 people, that's quite a... We were just talking off air. That's quite a lot of people to, firstly, get in the studio, but second, get on the road, right? Most people can fit themselves in a little van, but you guys are going to need a whole bus, right? Especially for the equipment.
And I think we just kept adding members slowly over time, so it wasn't like this big storm hitting at once. We got used to doing it with six, then seven. It actually even got up to 12 at one point.
Wow.
And so it goes up and down, but 10, luckily the mini buses we hire are 12 seaters.
Right, but that doesn't account, having a big brass section, that's a lot of, equipment there. I mean,
it is, we normally need a vehicle for equipment and a vehicle for people.
Right, and so, I was saying to you off air about, because you'll be playing here Thursday, 4th of March, and at Blue Smoke, which is a fantastic venue down there in Woolston. We've been to quite a few times, and we're supporters of them. But I was trying to imagine in my mind's eye all 10 of you, standing on that stage.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, they must be extending it, because I was just wondering
if
someone...
I haven't seen the stage, but...
Yeah.
We've played on small stages before. I mean, the two rappers can tag each other out.
Right.
They don't have to be on stage at the same time.
Yep.
With the horns, I mean, you can always put the horn section, you can put them anywhere, they're so loud. You can put them on the floor, you can put them down the side, you know.
Right.
The drummer, well, he can just take his toms off if he has to. I mean, it is hip-hop, you know.
Yep.
Not really, don't need heaps of drum fills.
Right.
Mind you, that didn't stop him in the studio doing them. But, yeah, we've got magic tricks to get to squeeze onto small stages.
Create a bit more room. I was just wondering if you had some synchronised moves that everyone's like, right, you know, it's kind of right foot, left, and everyone's, you know.
haven't got that complex yet.
Oh, okay.
But I have copped an elbow to the face once.
Right.
Jumping up and down on stage with the other rapper. That's about the worst that's happened.
I just wondered if there's any, you know, war injuries. Everyone's out the back with ice packs going, yeah, that was your that was your guitar neck in my neck kind of thing.
I know, I can't believe it hasn't happened more.
Yeah, well, jinx it though, hey. But yeah, go
no,
on.
No, it's not, no. Well, the last gig we did, I almost fell off the stage. jumping up and down too much.
Yeah.
So,
and that's one thing that the Raw Collective are well known for, right, is your enthusiastic kind of upbeat on stage persona.
Mm,
right? So people coming to this gig, you're not going to be sitting down for long, right? So make sure they kind of bring their dancing shoes as well, right?
Yeah, I know. And like, we never planned on having so much energy live, but it just naturally unfolds like that. Like, we've got the horn section now, jump up and down. The singers are all jumping up and down. Paulie the guitarist runs around the stage, and so it gets like pretty hectic.
Pretty chaotic, hey?
Chaotic, but we always get the crowd jumping. So
yeah, that's great, hey? And they're gonna love it. So, so for this tour, how's that been going so far for you?
It's been going great, you know. Yep. We've had heaps of publicity, and we've only had one show under our belt, but that was amazing.
Yep.
It was actually in Great Barrier Island, Auckland.
Right.
Yeah, we flew there for the weekend.
Oh, that's a hardship, isn't it? That sounds like a hard gig spot.
Yeah, we got off to a great start there.
So,
2 days at the beach. But we're looking forward to travelling around, seeing the country. We're looking forward to getting down south, probably the most.
All right.
We haven't played Christchurch for a few years now. You know, we've never been to Dunedin, so...
All right, that'll be good.
We want to get down there.
We want to get down there before the cold weather sets in as well, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it must be pretty hard to blow a trumpet and the like when your lips are too cold, right?
They'll have something to combat that. They do a lot of warming up, actually.
Oh, okay.
The horns.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I was going to say, so have you, you know, with the whole logistics of booking gigs and that kind of thing, how have you found that? Or have you got some spots that you're kind of your go-tos?
Yeah, we have. Just because we've been doing it for 5 years now, we've found our favourite venues and, you know, the favourite places to go. I mean, the band are from all over the country. So, you know, our saxophone player, she's from Nelson. I'm now in Anakiwa. Paulie the guitarist is from the Hawke's Bay.
Right.
You know, the band's based in Wellington. We've got the singer Moira, she's born and raised in Auckland. So everywhere we go, we're going to a hometown or somewhere.
Oh, right. Well, that's
so handy. We can stay at mum and dad's house.
I was just going to say, the rallies put you up, yep.
Yeah, the rallies put us up. You know, we borrow vans and vehicles off friends, and we just somehow make it happen. And I'm not quite sure how, but it does seem to work every time.
That's cool. Hey? So, have you got a couple of singles you've already released, haven't you, off the album? Have you got are you releasing another one, or what's your kind of moving forward after the? Because are you recording? I'm sorry if this is a double question. I was wondering if you're recording any of the shows video wise.
We've had Radioactive in Wellington come to our studio and record us live.
Right.
So they'll have footage of that on their page or website.
Yep.
The vi- video, the full album has a video to go with it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Which is on YouTube. So that's the 35-minute video of us performing live,
yeah,
basically.
Right.
So we wanted to bring the show into people's lounges, basically.
Yeah, that's good.
So you can have a dinner party and have Raw Collective in your lounge, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, hey?
Yeah, it is cool. It turned out really well. So I encourage people to check that video out.
Yeah, so that's just on YouTube, right?
Yeah, just on YouTube, yeah.
That's cool.
The Good Things LP.
So we're going to wrap up because we've taken a bit of your time. But before we do, I just wanted to just check so everyone knows Thursday, 4th of March, Blue Smoke, yep. Raw Collective. And where would they be getting the tickets? Under the Radar or?
That's right, Under the Radar, yep. You'll find our gig there or rawcollective.co.nz, our website. It's got all the details.
Yep, and will you have merch for sale? We're always, Stu and I are big merch fans. We always like getting a sticky CD in our hand and all that kind of stuff.
Stickers.
We will have some merch, so we've got cool, really awesome T-shirts that everyone seems to like.
Cool.
Because we're always selling out of them.
Oh, right,
but,
that's
awesome. We'll have a bunch with us. We've also got some locals on support.
I forgot to ask that, sorry.
Yeah. Joanna Kino.
Yep.
Who seems to be everywhere down there at the moment. A hip-hop crew called G7.
Right.
And one of my old mates from Maine's, actually, when I was living in Christchurch, old DJ Jack Quouse.
Right.
He's joining us too. So it's going to be a whole night of entertainment.
Sounds exciting. Yeah, sounds good.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And, right, well, good luck with the tour. And we'll be seeing We'll be seeing you in town on Thursday the 4th anyway,
fourth,
won't we?
Yeah,
after
we'll come and visit.
Busy flight, that'd be great. Thanks very much for giving up your afternoon.
No worries, thanks for having me, yeah.
Yeah, it's been great chatting, and we look forward to meeting you in the flesh on the Thursday.
Beauty, same here.
Right.
Yeah, can't wait to get down.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
All right, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Cole, and I'm here now, Stu.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm really happy.
The magic of radio, Stu appears.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, because you heard my intro on my own and went, God, I've got to go and save that show.
No, it was good. I'm a little dry, though.
Yeah.
I'm as dry as a dingo's armpit.
Is that right? Yeah. You've been out in the sun, haven't you, all morning?
All morning, yeah. So I've been at Sheldon Park in Belfast at the Canterbury Secondary Schools Touch Championship North Lincoln High School, and we were playing there. There was only four teams in a great kind of a Bundy competition in many ways because there's only four schools, right?
Right.
So
is that the first one for the year?
Yeah, that is the first one for the year, and actually, you know, schools go through these cycles, and we had some new players last year, but still did pretty well. We got more new players this year, players playing in different positions. It was the first games we've played as a team this year. So, it was a little tough, but we drew 6-6 with Rolleston College to begin with, our neighbours out there in Selwyn.
Yep.
So that was a good result, actually. And then we lost to Stack, and then we beat Rangiora High School, and then just narrowly missed out on the final. Because Rolleston got a result over Stack. And then we played one of those third, fourth games that everybody loves playing.
yeah.
But we won that towards the end. It was pretty horrible. But so your thirds are right.
Tired.
Yeah, bit tired. It's all about building and learning, though. These tournaments, they're nice to win, but they're not that important. It's about nationals in December.
Even professional clubs, a variety of sports, have ups and downs, don't they?
You
have those kind of a year or a generation when you've got all those players and then suddenly they all seem to either leave or retire at the same
time.
And you go in those rebuilding phases and it's not easy.
We know too that we can get much better and some of these other schools, they're kind of, that's where they're at
peaking already,
but we can improve.
Oh, that's good.
A bit of an experience there, so it was all good. Hot though. Very hot.
And so people were just listening to that interview that we did on last Thursday with Rory from the Raw Collective, and he'll, as I said before, Thursday, 4th of March, down there at Blue Smoke.
And
get your tickets on Under the Radar.
What song did we play from them?
It was...
I was listening on the radio.
Yeah, it was Good Times.
I was driving here, but it was Good Times, right?
Good Times,
All we need.
All we need is Good Times. And, lots of good times to be had. You go and see them, those guys, on a Thursday night.
10-piece.
Yeah, I know.
That's all action.
That's all action. There's no room.
A couple of MCs, there's someone on vocals, there's...
Big brass section.
A fat brass section.
We like a fat brass section, don't we? Yeah. That's always good. It's always good in a band. Mm. But, yeah, so that's pretty exciting. I was just... Yep. I was going to say, I have just recently finished watching Schitt's Creek. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Which is great, right? Mm. And then I watched the documentary for 45 minutes about the last season.
Oh, right.
I did not know, Stu, how big it was, that show.
Oh, right, yeah.
How much people loved it.
Right.
And how huge it was. And it was Canadian. I didn't know that either. So,
so the Canadian accents didn't give it away?
Yeah. Couldn't tell. I couldn't spot it. Could not spot it. But, yeah, and how popular it was around the world. And especially with the LGBTQ plus community.
Right.
So fantastic
stuff, right?
Mm. And they seemed genuinely happy to be on the show and genuinely upset when it was finished.
Yeah, I'll have to give it a watch.
No, you've got plenty of things that you watch, don't you? You've got seasons and series going left, right, and
yeah, that's right.
Reading books and all that
reading
kind of stuff.
Reading books and never finishing them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I'm reading a cracker of a book at the moment called God's Shadow about Selim, the Sultan, the Ottoman Sultan from the 15th century.
Oh, wow.
Talks a lot about Columbus and all that kind of stuff as well.
Sure.
Sounds very interesting.
Mm.
Didn't know a lot about it. I've never read anything about it. So, and it's an easy read. Alan McCall, who is the, I think, professor at Yale in history. So he might know his business.
Mm.
Seems to.
Seems to. Right.
Right.
Okay, we've got a lot of music that we can play.
Yeah. Hit some tracks.
Yeah. So, well, should I start at the top of the list? We've got a Grant Hart track.
Oh, yeah, I love this song. Grant Hart, drummer from Husker Du.
Mm. So, is this 251?
2541.
That's what we say.
2541.
All right, let's do it. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
The stove on all night long so the mice wouldn't freeze.
We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
Say it's here where our pieces fall in place. In your rain softly kisses us on the face. Anywhere means we're running. We can sleep and see them coming. Where we drift and call it dreaming. We can weep and call it singing. We pray when our hearts are strong enough. We can bow 'cause our music's warmer than blood. Where we see enough to follow. We can hear when we are hollow. Where we keep the light we're given. We can lose and call it living. Where the sun isn't only sinking fast. Every night knows how long it's supposed to last. Where the time of our lives is all we have. And we get a chance to say before we ease away. For all the love you've left behind, you can have mine.
Plains FM 96.9.
Yeah, you're on Expanding Horizons with Stu and Cole. It's Saturday and it's booming hot.
It's booming hot out there, isn't it?
It is. And that was Call It Dreaming from Iron and Wine. That's a nice track.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, I liked it.
Might make the spa list, actually.
Ah, yeah. It's a good one.
I said I'd emptied the spa, but I actually didn't. Something in it. I was in it last night. It was good.
Yeah, it would have been nice, yeah.
And before that, Grant Hart's 2541.
It's one of my favourite songs of all time, right?
That's good.
When I listen to that, it seems quite simplistic, that song. Mm. And there's some lines in it. You know, I had to keep the stove on all night so the mice wouldn't freeze. And I just think he says a lot there in just a little bit of a line.
Nice.
That's good. Like at the end of the week, I'd heard from, I was just going to talking about that gig as we were, you know, for Raw Collective. But there's also a cracking gig going to occur at the Wonder Bar next Friday night with a range of Canterbury female musicians.
Yeah.
A couple of who we have had on our show.
So it's called Local Ladies Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it starts at, I think it kicks off at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You get your tickets on Under the Radar, 15, pre-sale, 20 on the door.
Mm.
And so Steph Beck's playing.
Yep.
And Madeline Howard's playing.
Yep.
And Lisa Baxter's playing as well.
Yeah.
All three of which we've had on our show over the years.
We haven't seen Lisa for a while, but...
No.
Yeah.
She's been busy, I think.
And there's also Courtney Ellison.
Yep.
Yippy Skippy Rosie.
Yep, that's the one.
Kieran Marta. Oh, yep. That's featuring Lisa Baxter.
Yep.
Joanna Kino. And it looks like Michelle Ducre, and who's with Steph Beck. Yeah. So that's cool.
It'll be great, won't it?
Yeah, 6:30. Show starts at 7.
Yeah, doors at 6:30, show at 7. So that's excellent, isn't it?
$15 pre-sale, $20 on the door.
Well, it's a bit of a steal, really, considering how many talented musicians you can see in one night.
That's right.
And that'll be fantastic.
I think that'll be heaps of fun.
It will be heaps of fun. So, yeah. Keep that in mind, Under the Radar for that, as well as the Raw Collective one that we've been talking about.
Very good.
And,
Right, some more music then.
Do it.
We might as well.
Do it, Stu. You've got it lined up.
Just chill. I think that's what I put on Facebook. We're going to do lots of chilling today.
Yeah.
What do you got? So we'll do this Dyslexic Heart, because you've been talking about that a bit.
Yeah, Paul Westerberg, who was the lead singer of The Replacements, who had that famous album, Please to Meet Me. And this was in the movie Singles, which came out in the 90s, set in and around the... Seattle music scene at the time.
Sure.
And even has, you know, like the fake band in it do a Mudhoney song.
Right.
But they change one word. So it's just the Mudhoney song with one word change. But it's really clever.
Cool.
Anyway.
All right, let's do it. This is Dyslexic Heart from Paul Westerberg, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
I got a dyslexic. need you directly. Help me with this part. Do I love you? Do I hate you? I've got a dyslexic heart.
Expanding Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Well, I can remember like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how lovers change. I never dreamed out easily. For now I'm just a shadow of the boy I used to be. Oh yeah, yeah. And when I write the book about my love, it will be about a man who was torn in half, about his hope and ambition wasted through the years. The pain will be written on every page and tears. Book about my love. I was a fool to myself when I kept on running around, and I fared a little better when I tried settling down. Maybe some magic moment, heaven known, but not for long. For all too soon the magic was in a moment gone. Oh yeah, yes. And when I write the book about my love, it'll be a heartbreaking story of bad love and love. When I get down on the pages, all I felt, it will make the hardest hearted the critic's heart melt. When I write the book about my love, when I was young, love was fun, and I was so happy. I looked so good, I dressed so snappy, two-toned shoes on my feet, big old smile on my face, as I move, move, move around all the place. But now I'm down a heel and my complexion is bad, because my love of life is sadder than sad. But when I write the book about my love, it'll be a pop publication, tougher than tough. When I get down on the pages, all I've missed, it will shoot to the top of the bestsellers list. When I write, a book about my life.
Live music, interviews, and banter on Expanding Horizons.
Yes, we have all of that on Expanding Horizons.
And some more.
And some corny jokes. And
yeah, that's right. That's a lot of corny
jokes. Actually, we probably need an ID that says that. Corny jokes.
Corny jokes.
Another
lashings of cheese.
I thought you did that one of the two old blokes doing the same old jokes.
Oh, I've got that. Should I play that?
Yeah.
I've got that somewhere.
You're somewhere around, isn't it?
Where have I put that?
I don't know. You've hidden it.
It's file. Oh, here we go. Grown men upset.
Various people accusing each other of cheating. There's a lot of chest beating going on. There's a lot of pointing, a lot of swearing. There's a lot of testosterone. Grown men getting quite upset. Not a great deal, really.
That's a classic bit of football commentary from Maidstone United game, isn't it?
Grown men getting upset. I mean, we've also got...
A lot of chest beating.
We've also got this.
I like my segues. Extra cheesy.
We haven't played that one for a while.
No, that's right.
We're bringing out the whole repertoire.
No, we're doing it. Hey,
we should probably do this one, shouldn't we?
Where to find Simon the Fiver, Canterbury's number one rock covers band.
We'll do it early because Rob won't be listening.
Yeah, you read my mind because I was just about to say we've been talking about the Raw Collective and we're talking about the ladies' night there at the Wonder Bar, all ladies playing. And so Sign of the Firebird are playing tonight at the Stock Exchange.
Is that the full noise?
The full noise. That's a full crew
right
down there. And then the Avonhead Tavern tomorrow. It's just Rob and Pete.
Oh, is that the side project?
That's the side. Well, it's one of the million side projects that Rob has on the go. He's got so many side projects. He's all side that bloke, isn't he? Hey?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know. He must... have multiple personality disorder to know to know where he is and what he's doing.
That's right. I've never seen him write anything down.
No, that's right. It's all up there in his head, isn't it? You know. So yeah. So get along.
And he's coming along in March. Sometime.
Yeah, March 20. Because we've got a few people. We've got Lyndon coming on. As long as I can track him down and he answers his phone on March 13th, and then Rob on the 20th. And he's going to be talking about Bridgepin, who is, I'm going to say, another side project for Rob. So, that'd be interesting, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
See what he's up to there, and they've been writing tracks. And I think they're on YouTube. I think you can get on YouTube, Bridgepin.
Right.
And he'll talk about what that means, and that'd be cool.
Very good. But I actually saw QPR had a win the other day. They beat Brentford, I think.
Right.
They've been high-flying, so he would have been happy about that.
He'd be telling us all about that, wouldn't
he? Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Right, another track.
Yeah, let's do another track. We'll do, because we've got time for another couple. So we'll do I Got You. This is from Michael Franti and Spearhead, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
I got a feeling deep within my soul, and right now I really need to let you know. Each time I'm falling down inside that hole, you came and showed me there's a way to go. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before. Through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. Sell the house and give away the money, yo. At first glance, it might sound funny, but give me a chance, cause we could do anything. I wanna take you on a motorcycle ride through the sugar cane in the countryside. We could take a bullet train to the other side, you and me side by side. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah. Floor, shake me down until the sun comes back around.
And even when I'm gone, I'll turn our love into a song, and I will sing it on back to you as I come home. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows,
Stu and Cole on Expanding Horizons. We're an eclectic mix.
Yeah, I'm silly on a full moon. Around the city with the food goon. Now there's too many hood to goody two shoes. Walk around thinking that they gurus. Sun rises on a near hill. When I'm coming over, better have a beer chill. We can talk about the pleasure and the tearfuls. I'm so clever, never listen to the earfuls. Sun dawning on a new day. Off and on, gone, buried in the blue haze. Too soon to be setting where the moon stays. Time only travel one way, touche. Verses from the music that'll guide you through this life. Intuition moves it as we fade like the sun does. A one does a way to remain stardust.
Doing it live, 96.9 FM.
Oh, asleep at the wheel.
I was just going to say that song wasn't called Daydream, because we certainly were.
So that was Waiting for Sunrise from Raw Collective. And you kicked off the show with a Raw Collective track and then an interview.
Yeah, with Rory.
And so we bookend things nicely because that's how we roll.
Yeah. Very stylish, Stu. Very stylish.
And then, what a great, and you were saying off air, it's yours, not mine. That was a great summer sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a real festival sound, I think. You know, if you went to a festival in the park and they were playing, you certainly have people get up dancing. Yeah. I can just see sunny day, green grass. You know, you always see those little kids, you know, in their big summery hats dancing away, you know, because... Yeah.
And you can just see the Raw Collective as well, just enjoying themselves on stage.
Yeah, that's right. You can watch that video as well, the whole album. It's good stuff to watch.
Very, very good. So I look forward to... Are we packing them all in here?
They're not playing, though. No. Thank goodness. I was like, when Rory mentioned it, I'm like, I don't think we can fit your brass section in. Talk about the rest of the band.
Definitely not.
But if they all came, there's not enough chairs in Plains FM.
No.
They'll have to stand, kneel, sit on the floor.
Yeah.
I think some of them were just like, let's get to the hotel.
Yeah, I think so
after
too.
After the flight down. But that's cool. Whoever turns up will be great. It's been a good show, Stu,
It's
been
great.
Everyone's got a bit of a plug.
Yep, and I'm glad I got here.
Yeah, me, I'm glad you got here too.
But as I said to you, it's nice listening to the show on the radio as well. Kind of surreal because you don't get that opportunity to listen live.
No, that's right.
Yourself.
Yeah. Although,
very often.
Laura, if you are out there and you are listening, a big hi to you.
Yeah. Hi, Laura.
We're glad you tune in.
Yeah.
To the front, the bend, or the middle, whatever bit. We're pleased. Anyway, right, next week.
It's another one done.
Yeah. Mm. Next week, we'll see what goes on.
Yeah, it's a mystery bag.
It's a mystery bag. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be some more. Tell you what, won't be a mystery, though. We'll have some fantastic tunes. Pumping out.
Yep.
Pumping out and seeing what goes on.
Yep.
Anyway, it's probably time that we got up.
And got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later. Bye.